Hey, yeah, what's up? I'm back, and it's been long overdue, but I missed you all. Nala, do you hear this? He's trying to get in the podcast again. Back off, it's my show. Yeah, so Nala's my special guest, so if you hear her huffing and puffing, it's because she's being dramatic and acts like I don't feed her, and she's like, strapped down or not. So what's up? We're back with Straight Up Podcast, and it's been a while, and I'm sorry that I haven't been more active. Unfortunately, not my fault. My podcast that I made, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, had to get reviewed, and that has never happened from the other two I posted, and unfortunately, yeah, so I got banned, and it didn't get approved. It was, like, such a shit show. I don't know what happened. And so I'm, like, still unable to post that podcast. So I took a week off because I was like, okay, let me just figure this out, see what's going on. Still couldn't upload it. So now we're just going to start with a fresh new one. And honestly, my life has been crazy that I'm turning this podcast into, like, the subject of a circus, like, legit, like, my life in the span of those weeks that I've been missing, like, turned into a huge shit show, like, good and bad, like, positive and negative. And, you know, in the transition of those 2 weeks, I ended up having to move, and then, I've been working a lot, and then right now, it's Leo season, so my birthday is coming up, so I've been planning that. And I'm actually turning 23. Oh my god, yes, I know. How am I 23 but sound like a 12-year-old? Ugh, shout out to my parents. But yeah, so I got banned, so that sucks. So if you ever want to listen to the podcast beforehand, I was talking about OnlyFans, and I think that's like what ended up happening. I had a guest on here that he was explaining his OnlyFans. For some reason, I think whatever, I can't remember what he said, but I think that's why it wasn't able to upload. So if you guys ever want to hear it, let me know. I'll send it to you personally because I thought it was a great, great episode. So yeah, that's kind of what happened in the span of those weeks. I got banned, but I'm back now. I know. Yay. Woohoo. You guys miss me. Don't hold your tears back. But yeah, so what I've been thinking about lately is literally like clowns. And, like, that's been all over my social media feed. That's all been, like, over my head. Sorry, Nala's, like, legit trying to get involved in my podcast. She can't even get involved. So, yeah. Yeah, clowns. Like, the word clowns has been, like, all over my Twitter feed. I've been talking about it a lot with my friends and, like, making jokes about it. And, like, I'm not talking about, like, think about the, not circus clowns, but think about the emoji clown. And I've been saying, like, oh, like, he's a clown, she's a clown, because, like, I'm a clown. And you know why I'm a clown? Because sometimes I'm stupid, and I do stupid things that reciprocate me being a clown. And that reciprocates to, like, men that I talk to that are legit clowns. Like, not to put my whole business out there, but sometimes they're not gonna describe or, like, put names, but there's been incidents where, like, I thought the guy was cool, like, oh, potential, like, I'll give it a chance. This is why I literally hate dating. And he does some dumb, nasty thing, and I'm just like, I can't even get over it. Like, I do not understand why a guy would get upset at you because you wouldn't send them nudes. This just happened to me when I was banned. This literally happened to me. A guy had DM'd one of my pictures, and he said something disgusting back about it. Like, said I look good, but, like, said, like, what my face, it was, like, I'm not even going to repeat it, because, you know, it was gross, and I bet my sisters will hear, like, will listen and hear about it. So I'm not going to get a description of what he said, but just think of, like, the nastiest thing someone could say about your face, and it was gross, and I paid no attention. And then he asked for nudes, and I was like, wait, what? No. And then I know this guy, right? I went to high school with him. So, yeah, definitely got blocked after this. And he called me a whore. What? I'm the whore? I'm so confused. What did I do? So, and that's not the first time I've got called a name like that. Like, I've dealt with that since high school. And at this point, like, you're a clown, I'm just gonna wear it as it is, and if I'm a clown, then we're all clowns too, like, let's hop on the circus train. But yeah, like, I think, like, shit like that, like, you're a clown, like,
you're gonna get mad at me because I didn't send nudes, and you're gonna call me a whore. Like, where is the correlation in this? Like, I'm confused here.
And so, yeah, literally, like, that's, like, an example of, like, clown shit. Another thing about clown shit is, like, when somebody tells me something, like, I'm just putting me in the situation, but, like, say, like, someone has information, they tell me, I don't even listen to it because I'm like, you're full of shit, blah, blah, blah. But they end up being honest and that was the truth. Like, I look like the clown because I listen to the guy over the girl when I should listen to the girl over the guy. But sometimes I do take the girl's perspective. But then again, like, I'm just sometimes acting like a clown and I'm stupid because I think the guy is always right. And that's just because, like, I'm just, like, super, like, give many chances, but then when I fuck up, nobody wants to give me chances, so that I'm a clown. Like, you know, like, we're all clowns and we just live in the circus at this point. So yeah, that's been, like, kind of my mind. Like, now every situation I'm in, I'm like, am I a clown or is he a clown? Because I don't want to be a clown. I remember, like, I said, I always bring this up, I don't want to be dumb, I'd rather be ghetto. So I don't want to be a dumb ass clown, I'd rather be a ghetto ass clown. Preach. Then that's on period. But yeah, so sorry, I have, like, this horrible, disgusting, like, sinus right now, and it's really gross. Okay, so back to a saint. Yeah, so basically, don't be a part of the circus. If you hear information at this point, it's probably true, and my thing is, like, think about this. Do you need evidence from what you heard to not end up being the clown? Like, sometimes people, I guess people say, like, people make up stories, but, like, are you famous? Are you, like, are you popping to the point, like, someone has to make up a story about you? Because, this is not the generation. Like, no. Like, I think, why would someone go out of their way to make up a story? I think the story comes out of something small, and maybe they made it bigger than it is, but it came from something. So that's something, like, I'm working on, is just to not act like a clown or look like a clown and stop being so forgiving. Like, and you've heard in the first podcast, like, I'm such a forgive and forget that I need to really work on that. And, like, more about, like, yes, I'll forgive you, but, like, I'm not gonna forget, and we're not gonna be BFFs or back to talking boyfriend girlfriend. Like, you need to step up and, like, show, I guess, like, I'll give you another chance if you could show your actions, because, like, at this point, I'm so over the words over action, because, like, fuck that, honestly. Words does means nothing to me at this point. I think throughout the past friendships and relationships I've been through, words mean nothing, and anyone could lie, anyone could fool you, anyone could gaslight you, anyone could put it on you and flip it, and, like, that's, and that has happened to me every single time, to the point where, like, okay, you know what? Forget this. I need to start taking action from these people instead of words. Because I'm more of an action. Like, I'll show you, like, that I want to change, like, da-da-da, whatever. But, like, nobody ever wants to do it to me. So, and I think that leans on to, like, our next topic, because it's, like, karma. I think when you, like, no, even if you're sneaky, you're cheating, you're being dishonest, like, karma's going to come back and bite you in the ass, because so one day you're going to get caught, and that is going to, every time you lie, it's going to bring back more about the truth, and then you're going to get caught even more. And I think, like us girls, like, we have that instinct, like, if I'm, in my head, my brain is telling me to pick up the phone and look at it, I'm gonna do it, because at this point, like, I'm gonna go with my instinct. And I know it's a horrible aspect, and, like, I think that throughout all the relationships I've been through, like, they have ruined my sense of, like, trust, and, like, more about, like, oh, like, I, before I'd be like, oh, like, I'm listening to my heart, blah, blah, corny, I'm listening to my heart, and, like, I'm gonna go with that. No, at this point, if my brain tells me to pick up that phone and look at it, I'm gonna look at it. If my brain is telling me, like, oh, he's probably, like, not with his friends, he's probably with a girl, I'm just gonna believe at this point, because I just do not trust anybody, I don't even trust myself, and I just think everybody's just clowns, and, like, this is why I'm bad at dating, and at this point, I just don't ever want to be someone's girlfriend. And I think when you are dishonest, that person's gonna do you dirty, and that's just karma. That's just kind of, like, what I think about it. And so, like, I'm working on, like, being more, like, the way I treat somebody is how I want to be treated. So if I'm treating you, like the best ever, like, I would assume that you would do it back to me. But, like, I feel like I've let my standards down to the point where I don't even, like, know what I'm interested in now. Like, I don't even know what I deserve. And me being emotional, like, that sucks. Like, I don't think I'm ready for a boyfriend anymore because I just don't know what I want. And I don't know, like, I think, not to toot my own horn, but I think, like, I'm such a great loving person. And I'm so caring. And I make ends meet for myself. And I'm very family oriented. And I look out for other people. Like, I feel like I haven't found someone that does it back to me. And I think at this point, like, I put myself at the lowest and assume that no one will ever want me because I have all these problems. And I think these problems are stuff that I've went through in my life. So, yeah, I don't know if anybody else feels the same way. Like, this is why, like, maybe I did something in the past and this is karma biting me in the ass. Like, a little rhyme, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not where I need to be. Like, me, like, independent-wise, like, solo, like, I'm exactly where I want to be. Like, I'm progressing, but, like, I think in the relationship aspect, like, I don't know if, like, I deserve to have someone who makes me happy. Like, I don't know. Maybe I've done something that doesn't allow me to be like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of just something I've been thinking about. Like, I'm thinking, like, what have I done that where I just don't deserve the same love that I give to somebody else. So, like, this is why I've been having a tough time, like, trusting people, like, getting to know people, like, going on dates, because, like, I just think everybody's the same, and all they want is to get in your pants, and nobody ever wants to just get to know you. Like, maybe I'm not meant to be married, maybe I'm not meant to have kids, maybe I'm just supposed to be that cool aunt who just travels alone by herself. Like, I don't even know at this point. So, I don't know, it's just, karma's just been something in my mind, and, like, I don't know if all these things that happen to me, like, relationship-wise, like, it's because I've done something. I know I got really, like, sad for a bit. So, I don't want to keep, like, being all sad and crying. So, moving on. LOL. Damn, I just got really sad and I just started thinking about my whole life. LOL. But, I mean, if anyone else thinks the same way, let me know. That would be great. But, yeah, so guess what? It is Leo season. My birthday's coming up in 8 days, 7 days, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 7 days. I'm gonna be 23, single, sad, boring. I'm just kidding. No, 23, about to graduate college this year. I'm hoping to travel more. I'm trying to do more things for myself instead of other people. So, if you know anyone who wants to travel with me, let me know. I'm trying to hit up Italy. Gotta find my sugar daddy first. Yeah, so I think this year's gonna be a good year for me. 23, I think it's like that odd number where you don't know where you are in life, but I think I do know where I am in life. Like, personally, like, I have evolved in my friendships. I've evolved in, like, my family wise. Like, I'm being more about school and, like, where I want to be in career. Like, I'm very happy where I am, and this one, I hope, is a really good year for me. Last year, I feel like it was a horrible year, and I don't want that to happen again, and so I'm trying to be better for myself. And for all you Leos out there, just know if you follow me on my personal page that my birthday is going to be extravagant and more about, I'm going to be an attention whore, and I don't care, and I don't apologize at all. Yeah, so because my birthday is next week, I won't have a podcast because I'm gonna be in Vegas getting fitty effed up with all my friends, so that should be fun. But yeah, it's my birthday, so everyone wish me happy birthday. So I don't even know what I want for my birthday. Isn't that sad? Is anyone getting like that? The more they get older, they don't even want anything for their birthday anymore. Because, yeah, that's me. I don't know what I want. I don't even want money. Like, I don't want anything. Maybe just, like, flowers. The last time I got flowers was, like, 3 or 4 years ago. Ugh, so sad. And, like, I buy flowers for myself now. Like, am I crazy if I buy flowers for myself and wish myself a happy birthday? No, because, like, it's my birthday, so I don't care. Maybe I'll do some shopping. Who knows? So, yeah, for all you Leos out there, happy birthday. And I hope it's a good year for you guys. So, guess what's been happening to me? I've been falling in love with TikTokers. I'm laughing to myself because it's actually funny. Like, I literally will, like, comment on TikTokers I see. And I, like, I'll literally be like, why? I need to stop falling in love. Or, like, I think there was this one TikToker. And he's, like, he doesn't even live in California or anywhere near the area. But he had posted something and I was, like, he had a dog in the background. I was like, wow, me and my dog and your dog could get along very well. And he had commented back and I didn't respond because I didn't. The thing is about TikTok, I don't have my notifications on, so I don't know when people send me things or like people like things. Like, I'm really late on that. But yeah, so he responded. I didn't even know. So it was like 2 weeks later, I ended up finding the comment and I was like, well, damn, there goes me trying to fall in love with a TikToker and I ruined it. Does that have anybody? Does anybody like go on TikTok and there's like mine are like freaking barbershop? Like I'm just going through it and like they're all good looking. Like sometimes I comment, sometimes I don't, but like if I end up falling in love with a TikToker, I'll let you guys know because maybe it was meant to be. But also, like, I shouldn't be talking to TikTokers because like all they want is clout and they want people's attention. Maybe they're a Leo like me. Who knows? So, yeah. Sorry that this podcast got so sad. I got all teary-eyed. I was just... It's like a mini diary sometimes. Sometimes I'll just keep talking. But, yeah. Next week's my birthday. So, unfortunately, like, I'm sorry. I've been MIA. It's because, you know, got banned. And then I won't even have a podcast ready for you guys next week because it's my birthday. So, I'm not going to be able to do anything. So, I'm worried about myself. But I'll see you guys the week after, and we're gonna get my friend back on about the OnlyFans because I'm gonna make sure I do it the right way so I'm not banned. But thank you guys for always supporting me. I love you all. I've missed you, and I'll see you guys soon. Okay, bye guys.